Blog Talk Radio.
Let me tell you about something new. A new show called G's Power.
G's Power.
Real talk for real saints.
Are you ready?
And it's for real.
Welcome to G's Power Hour, live every weekday at 11:30 a.m. on Never Had It So Good Entertainment Network. Your host, G, will bring you informative and entertaining guests and a variety of topics in a way that you can absorb and enjoy. Listen in weekdays and call in at 516-387-1944. We love interaction. All shows can be downloaded if you miss one or found on iTunes the next day. G's Power Hour is powered by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network.
G's Power Hour.
Yeah.
Over the past 60 years, Dove Beauty Bar's superior formula has remained unchanged. But when it comes to beauty, everything changed. Together, we redefined beauty. We said no to stereotypes and yes to every type. We let go of judgments and embraced what makes us unique. We're proud to have been there with you, caring for you every step of the way. Here's to the next 60 years.
Good morning. Welcome to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. And we are pleased to have back with us on this third Thursday of G's Power Hour, Chef George Ashford. I'm sorry, third Wednesday. I'm getting my days mixed up. Because I'm waiting with bated breath and appetite to see what Chef George has to offer us. So, good morning, Chef. How are you doing?
I'm good, G. Good morning to you.
Thank you. Thank you for returning and, sharing with us all of your knowledge and whetting our appetites. And in this case, whetting our appetites for the holidays, which, yeah, I know it's October, but it's just around the corner, you know.
Absolutely. I want to talk about just a few dishes that you can kind of spice up your Thanksgiving holiday with, or you can have this before Thanksgiving. And it's a wonderful dish, and just a couple of different items. We'll talk about lamb, but before I get into that, you know, I went to walk the dogs earlier this morning, about 6:30 in the morning. It's kind of cold out there, and which is good for me because I'm from Chicago, and so this
okay.
is like a little taste of Chicago weather.
A little nip.
Yeah, but I was sitting there thinking about it. Just the other day, I made some soup. So I said, this would be a good soup weather. And I have just a couple of corners for your audience.
Great. I love homemade
soup. Yeah, we could prepare some homemade soup. We actually had a catered event, and we roasted the vegetables. If you've been following the show, we prepare like broccoli, cauliflower, carrots, and a couple of the vegetables, like the asparagus, we'll grill the asparagus. We'll blanch them first, and we'll grill the asparagus. And the carrots, we'll blanch them just a little bit. We still want them firm, and then we'll roast them in the oven. Broccoli, we'll dip into a steam or just boiling water for a second. So you want it nice and green. You don't want it mushy. Cauliflower, we'll break up into pieces, and we'll roast that. But anyway, so I had some roasted vegetables left over from an event that we had just catered. And the vegetables are still nice and have a little crispness to them. So I said, this would be great to make some soup. So the other day I put together, and I'm suggesting this because you can do this at home, you have leftover vegetables, you can make a nice vegetable soup. You can take those leftover vegetables, you can add a vegetable stock to it. You don't have to be fancy. You can go to your local store. You can get, like, the different types of vegetable stocks. What I suggest is to try to find something with lower sodium. And you can take that, and you can use that as a vegetable stock. If you want chicken stock, you can get a good chicken stock. If you can get organic, or if you can get one with low sodium or both, that's always good, too. And you can just make a quick stock. In the restaurants, we actually do a kettle stock. We cook everything down from a reduction. So, like we're making a dish. We use bone marrow. We're making vegetables. We put ends of celery and carrots and different things like that to make the actual vegetable stock. But there's a ways that you can do it at home or as fast as quick, and you can utilize some of the food items that are in your refrigerator. Save you some money. Let's use everything up like we do in a restaurant.
All right.
So you can take
Sounds
those vegetables.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. You take those vegetables and get your stock just simmering. Add the vegetables to it. If you want to kick it up a little bit to make it, you know, this is a vegan dish. So you have a vegan, you know, you have like a vegetable stock. And then you can add cabbage beans to it. You can chop in if you have a little kale, you know, let's say you add kale for something or juice or something like that. You can chop in a little kale at the end. You can chop up an onion. It's always good. A little fresh garlic. You can. I like to saute it off a little bit so it softens and then add it to the stock. And you have a quick vegetable soup. You're using up some of the food items in your refrigerator. And you can use that as a base for other stocks too. You can add chicken. You had a rotisserie chicken that you picked up from one of the box stores, and you got like half a rotisserie chicken in your refrigerator. You can pull the meat off of that and add the chicken to the vegetable soup, and now it becomes like a chicken vegetable. You can add noodles to it to make it a little bit more heartier. And you can get a meal or maybe even a lunch out of it, you know, that with a salad. You know, I'm trying to think of ways, you know, to utilize all of the food items that you have in your refrigerator, make a good meal. It still has a homemade element to it.
Yeah.
So it's good stuff.
Yeah.
So that's the sort of thing I was thinking about as I saw the cold weather out here. No, cooler weather.
Yeah.
This is not cold.
The cooler weather.
Not yet. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think the temperature is like 56 degrees out. So, but
Yeah. Earlier it was. It's gotten a little warmer now, but still, I mean, it is changing definitely, and it is that time of year where it's kind of changing. And it kind of goes back and forth. Yesterday definitely was cooler. I did don a sweater for a change, you know. But yeah, so like when you have those type of days, it's nice to come in and actually I had made some homemade chicken soup and a while back, and I had it in the freezer, so I went and pulled it out and put it in the refrigerator to start thawing. I'm like, this is going to be great. Mm-hmm. I'm waiting till it thaws, and I'm hoping in the next day or two that it's going to be ready to go. So.
Yeah, and it's just as good when you freeze it. And sometimes holding a soup, eating a soup a couple of days later after you make it is always good. So, so these are just a couple little hints that you can utilize everything in your refrigerator. Now, for the holidays, or it doesn't necessarily have to be for the holidays, but if you wanted to have something that you don't necessarily get all the time, I would suggest, the experiment, you know, you want to step outside your comfort zone and actually get into items such as like the leg of lamb, for example, you know. Mm-hmm. So we have a nice smoked leg of lamb recipe where we pick out a nice leg of lamb. You'll see it'll come in like a little net. And the net is because the leg of lamb has different parts to it, and it has a tendency to break apart. And it's a beautiful cut of meat, but we're going to smoke this so it's nice and slow, and it's going to be juicy. So one of the seasonings that we use for that is we utilize dried Italian seasoning, which you can get, obviously, you can get from your regular grocery store, dried mint, dried orange peel. I like to use like cracked pepper and kosher salt. The kosher salt is primarily because it's more coarse. It's more of a coarse grain salt. And what I do is I mix these ingredients together. like equal portions of the little bit. I'm a little bit heavier on the mint than anything else, but I'll use maybe like 2 tablespoons of mint to 1 tablespoon of the dried orange peel, and the Italian seasoning, perhaps 1 tablespoon, and then the kosher salt, depending on the taste, you can use 1 tablespoon of that. We're going to smoke it, so it's going to, a lot of that meat is just going to absorb into the meat. I mean, a lot of the salt is going to absorb into the meat. And what we do is we make a paste out of the olive oil, and we use maybe about 3 tablespoons of a good virgin olive oil. We make a paste out of that, and then we massage that into the leg of lamb. And if you've heard any of my cooking tips before, I always suggest let your meat rest outside of the refrigerator for about 45 minutes in like a nice, you know, air-conditioned room like your kitchen, and have that meat just kind of marinate on it. Now, you can do the marinade, if you wish, the day before, and I suggest that because it really permeates into the meat. And you take that, let it rest outside, like in your kitchen, for about 45 minutes so the temperature is not as cold. You're going to prepare your smoker. And, again, there's a lot of difference between smoking meats and grilling meats. Grilling are temperatures of high temperatures, starting out about when you grill something, it's from underneath, and the flames generally are touching the meat, so you're getting a charring action from that. We're not trying to necessarily do that with this leg of lamb. It's a tender, it's a delicate piece of meat, but it has to be cooked correctly. So what we're looking to do with this particular recipe is to smoke it. So smoking is from temperatures about 200 to 300 degrees, 275. It's generally within a smoking range. So you're going to cook it slow, slow cooking, slow so it's nice and tender and juicy. So you get your smoker ready and get that prepped. Allow it to start having smoke. We want to get it up to a temperature about 220, 225. And what I do is I put it like in a foil pan. You can put your leg of lamb in a foil pan, a half pan. They're generally about 2.5, about 3 pounds for the baby leg of lamb. And you put them in a half pan, a half foil pan, and put it in the smoker, just like that, once the smoker reaches about a temperature of 225. And you're going to let it, again, this is not a science of smoking because it's not necessarily a controlled temperature. The temperatures may vary, so your cooking times will vary too. But what you want to do, you want to maybe cook that leg of lamb to about, if you're looking for something medium, which is going to be about 140, 145 temperature inside. If you want it more well done, you can bring it up to about 170. So, you know, within those ranges are very, very good for smoking the leg of lambs. And I think you just let it smoke slowly, check the temperature periodically. It's not going to smoke quickly. You know it's going to be in there for at least an hour, maybe 45 minutes. You want to check it. Just check the internal temperature with your thermometer. And I suggest everyone picking up a digital thermometer from one of your local stores. They sell them at all of the different grocery stores have thermometers for sale for checking the temperature. So it's a must kitchen aid if you want to have the true gauge of what your meat is looking like inside.
Well, I'm just curious because my husband always, we get into this thing, and maybe you can kind of talk a little bit about it. We get into this thing about resting the meat, and I'm like, it's going to be cold. he's like, he always says, you like your food piping hot, but, you know, and I guess I get that from, you know, growing up, and it's like, you know, eat your food before it gets cold, right? So so when you talk, it's like when people start talking about sitting the meat out and letting it rest, I'm like, it's going to be cold. So I guess I don't know. How do you balance that, or what's the key ingredient to making sure that, you know, you don't have meat that's kind of, by the time it gets to the table, it's kind of tepid, you know?
Well, one of the things you want to do is this, is that the reason you want to let any meat rest, like chicken, for example, would be probably the best example. Say you're cooking a whole chicken. You're baking it in the oven.
Mm-hmm.
Take it out the oven and you slice it, the juices are going to run. So what you're looking for, you're looking to try to keep the juices inside the meat as long as possible. So you got to give it an opportunity when it's actually in the oven, the meat is expanding, you know. So it's like when you take it out of the oven, you're letting it rest, it's starting to settle down into the actual meat and absorb back into the meat. If it's really hot and you slice that chicken, the juices are going to run everywhere. Or if you slice a roast or anything, it's going to run everywhere. So you want it to kind of rest.
Right.
And when you're resting, it doesn't mean that you're letting it cool off. You just want it to rest for maybe, like this leg of lamb, I would suggest when you take it out, you're going to let it rest for about 10 minutes, you know. So the internal temperature is still going to be, you know, nice and it's going to be hot. It's going to be up to the temperature it needs to be. Other things that we do, of course, once we slice it, the juices aren't running. They're going to run, but there's not going to be as much. You know, just picture, like I said, taking the chicken run out the oven. As soon as you slice the juices everywhere. If you let it rest a little bit longer, you're still going to have juices that are going to run, but it's not going to be as much. And so more of the juices are going to absorb back into the meat, which is going to give you a moister, juicier meat. So that's one of the purposes of that. Now, serving that dish, I would suggest there's a couple things you can do. You can take the actual juices, speaking of that are going to be left in the pan. You can make I'm more of a natural, but you can use those juices as a natural eye juice to dip some of the meats into it. I prefer that method as opposed to the gravy. To me, it's a little bit more healthier, and it's more natural. I prefer the natural juices. And then what I like to do is make a mint sauce, which is really, really simple on the side. I take, for example, you can go to the grocery store, you pick up the mint jelly. You know, you'll find in the you know, jelly department where they have the jelly and peanut butter and all that kind of stuff. So you have the mint jelly, and you're going to take like three parts of mint jelly to maybe a part and a half. Like, to say I have three tablespoons of mint jelly, I'll use maybe about a tablespoon and a half of Dijon mustard. But you want to use, not necessarily Dijon, I'm sorry, you want to use like a stone ground mustard, like a Dijon stone ground mustard.
Okay.
And because it's going to give it a little bit more texture to it. And you can let the jelly rest a little bit. When I say rest, you don't want it cold. If it's cold, it's going to be harder to whisk. You can warm up that jelly a little bit and then just mix the two together. Stone ground mustard, preferably Dijon, mixed with the mint jelly, makes a wonderful mint sauce. You don't have to do anything else to it. And you'll be surprised the flavors that come out of it. And that's served on the side of the leg of lamb, along with the natural juice. So you have two choices that you can, you know, you can add some of the juices back to the meat, and also served a little bit of that mint sauce on the side. And you got a nice dish, you know, along with all the other trimmings that you're going to have, your Thanksgiving turkey, which we'll talk about another time. But you can serve that along with your Thanksgiving turkey. If you want a honey glazed ham, you can serve. So you have three impressive meats. Just keep in mind, you said, oh, my God, how expensive. But just keep in mind that you're not going to use as much of each meat. You know, sometimes we think we have to buy equal portions of the meats. You don't.
Right.
So depending on how many people you're feeding, they're getting a little bit of lamb. They're going to get some turkey. They're going to get, you know, a slice of ham. So now the portions may be the size or slightly more than what you would use if you're just serving one of the meats. And it gives a nice variety, you know, a variety that's going to go with it. And just something to think about, too, for the holidays coming up, as much preparation, we're big on that you can do ahead of time. That's our hint for today. You can make your collard greens the week before and throw them in the freezer, like even 2 weeks before. Throw them in the freezer, put them in the gallon bags. I suggest double gallon bagging them and put them in the freezer. You have fresh collard greens. You're going to let them thaw down naturally in the refrigerator. And that's one less dish which takes a lot of time to prepare, and you have that dish out the way. You can do the same thing with green beans, if you wish. You have that dish out the way. Little things you can do to kind of spice up your side dishes, like everybody likes the cranberry sauce. You know, and often we go and buy the jail cranberry sauce, which is good. But also try the ones with the whole berries. That's nice, too. And you can buy, you can still get the can, but you can do a little something to that can to spice it up to make a cranberry relish. You can add orange zest to it, fresh orange zest to it. You can add a couple little dry cranberries. You can even add into the cranberry sauce. You can add a little bit of orange juice to it, slightly amount. Around. So it's different things you can do to kind of spice up your different side dishes for the holidays. So something to think about. I know Thanksgiving seems like a long way away, and
it really isn't.
We got about a month in a couple of weeks. We'll be right there. So.
Yeah. And then too, with people, the thing about it catches up on you so fast because there's always something going on. Like I know in between now and then, you know, some people are, you know, dealing with Halloween and stuff like that. But also too, you know, if you're thinking that you might go away or you might have company for the holidays, you have to kind of prepare for that as well too. Mm-hmm. And then also too, you know, you've got to also kind of develop a budget. So you've got to know, you know, who's coming, you know, and how much stuff costs, because lamb is not necessarily the least expensive of the bunch. I love lamb, but, you know, and so you've got to kind of know who's coming and then, you know, okay, how many people are probably, you know, more likely to eat lamb than turkey or chicken than turkey or turkey than something else, you know, and just kind of start planning not too early, you know, because you don't want to be pushed to the last minute, and then you're doing the shopping and they're out of different things, whatever you can get, like you were talking about the cranberry sauce, you know, that's something that you can possibly go ahead and purchase and set aside now if you have made the plans in terms of how many people are coming. You know, there's all kinds of stuff.
It's all in execution. You're absolutely right, G. It's all in execution. And for me, as a caterer, and obviously applying those skills to my household, I actually would prepare as much as possible, like that turkey is marinating overnight, ready to go. That leg of lamb is going to be ready to go. I already have the collard greens that are made. The green beans are made. All of this is going to be made ahead of time. And we'll talk about it next month, but as we're really into that season. But all of these things will be made. Cranberry relish will be made ahead of time. I'm going to make the dressing where all I have to do is put it in the oven. So what I'm saying to you folks is that on the day of Thanksgiving, all you should be doing is putting food in the oven and taking it out. You basically want to have your mac and cheese. Yep, have your mac and cheese sauce ready to go. You know, which we're gonna touch upon that next month. Where we're gonna talk about how to make a real macaroni cheese sauce. I know everybody's grandmother has the best one, but I'm going to show you just our recipe, how to make mac and cheese, from scratch with six different cheeses in it. And it's going to be delicious. I'm going to bake it. But everything is ready to rock and roll on the day of Thanksgiving. There's no surprises. It's like, hey, you know, I want to enjoy the holiday too. And another hint too, have some folks on cleanup duty. Because if you do, you don't need to be cleaning up, too.
Yeah, exactly. Because, you know, I mean, it's kind of unfair a little bit that the cook doesn't get a chance to enjoy the holiday as well. So, you know, you kind of have to make – that's why the execution plan has to be there. So it's like, okay, you know, you're on prep duty, you're on cooking duty, and you're on cleaning duty, you know, just kind of spread it around so everybody participates, but everybody can enjoy the actual day, you know. So
exactly.
And I do have some questions about that macaroni and cheese, because I just made some and I did use about at least four, if not more, different cheeses and stuff. And you know, because I don't do it that often, because I was like, okay, we got to start, you know, can't do the starch. And I kept finally saying, okay, I want to do some macaroni and cheese. So I did some. So, yeah. But, yeah, I have a couple questions about that, because, you know, I know people use different things in their macaroni and cheese, and I'm like, why? But, you know, and then I use some that people would question as well. So I think it's a lot of matter of preference, but I know there's some basics, so we'll talk about that next month. So what's going on with CB Bistro?
Oh, CB Bistro, we're doing tremendously well. The actual catering business is our primary catering. I mean, it's our primary business, and we are, thank God, I'm blessed. We are absolutely swamped with catering business. So that's a blessing. Our next bistro that we're looking at is on the 29th. And what I'll do is I'll send you more information upon it. You know, so that you can post and let your audience know.
Okay, looking forward to it. Chef George Ashford of CB Bistro, thank you so much for taking the time again, and we look forward to having you back next month. You take care.
Always a pleasure, Jay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. We're going to take a quick break. If you have questions or comments, the number is 516-387-1944. This is G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment, and we will be right back.
Hi, I'm Tim Garrison. You may know me as Timmy G. Yeah, I know. It's been 2 decades, but I want you to know I'm back in the art with you. And I've got a mix of music that can help you relax and chill out. It's smooth. It's relaxing. It's chill out jazz. The soulful mix of smooth jazz, soul, and smooth R&B. So join me every Wednesday night, 10 p.m. to midnight, on K-Ham Radio.
Are you chillin'?
Having a wedding, reception, family reunion, planning a banquet, or some other fundraising event. Need to share your knowledge through a workshop or seminar. Or it's a difficult time and you need to plan a wake or repast. Let us help. At our gatherings, let us reduce the stress and make the occasion memorable, treasured. Call our gatherings at 407-968-9387 or email ourgatherings@yahoo.com. Let us help plan your special event.
Hey there. Welcome back to G's Power Hour. I Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. And we want to, again, thank Chef George Ashford of CB Bistro for joining us. And, you know, I'm like ready to, you know, start doing something. I mean, you can do like just one dish once a week and just sock it away, you know, or prep something so that, you know, you're kind of just about ready to go when Thanksgiving comes, you know. About 5 weeks away, so, you know, 5 or 6 weeks away. So anyway, tomorrow we have our Tech Thursday guru, Burton Kelso of Integral, on. It is National Cybersecurity Month, and so we're going to talk a little bit about cybersecurity. I just wanted to remind everybody, too, about the other things that are going on this month. It is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. It is also Breast Cancer Awareness Month. I hope you all who may have forgotten, including me, and I got to do it, go get your mammogram, go sign up for your mammogram. I got to find my paperwork and go get my mammogram. But hopefully you can do that. There are a lot of programs going on out there, you know, for testing and stuff, so please do that. This week is National School Safety Week. So when Burton comes on, we're going to talk a little bit about that as well. And then Friday is Friday in the Garden here on G's Power Hour. So, you know, please don't miss it. I'm trying to get my buddy Kevin Anderson back on. He's been busy, so he said he might be able to give us some time next week. So there's some issues that I want to talk about with him. And in the meantime, though, please keep all of the areas, the war-torn countries, the innocent victims in prayer, as well as the leaders who are making these decisions, and help all of them come to some sort of reconciliation where we can be at some sort of peaceful accord. Especially around this time of year, but, you know, not just this time of year, but, you know, always in the future. If there's a way to be diplomatic, if there's a way to reconcile stuff, if there's a way to come to peace, we want to do that. And so we want to ask everybody to please pray. If you have loved ones in these areas, please, you know, let us, if you know, kind of, if you want to call in and say, hey, you know, I'm concerned, you know, about this person, this is what they're going through over there, this is what I know, and, you know, ask for prayers, you know, we're open to that as well. So please do that. Thank you for listening. We're going to cut it short today. This has been G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thank you for listening. Be well, be safe, be blessed, and please remember, all real power comes from God. Take care.